Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. If your wealth feels disorganized right now, I can tell you exactly why. You spent years focused on what to invest in, and nobody ever taught you how to actually run the business side of your wealth. And that's not your fault. Every book, every podcast, every advisor, they're all obsessed with the same question. Where should I put my money? But that's the wrong question once you've made the money. The better question is, what's the infrastructure around my money? Because the wealthiest families in the world, they don't run their wealth like a portfolio. They run it like a business. It's called a family office, and that business has seven components. In this video, I'm going to break down all seven so you can start building what's called a micro family office from scratch. So real quick, what is a family office? A family office is a dedicated business that manages a family's wealth. Investments, taxes, estate planning, operations, all coordinated under one roof. The most famous one in modern history is the Rockefeller family, which was founded in 1882. It still operates today, over 140 years later. But here's the thing. Traditional family offices require at minimum, $100 million in assets. And that's because they cost $2 to $3 million a year to run. Full-time staff, dedicated office space, that's not realistic for most people. But what if you could take the same operational components that run a $500 million single family office and scale them down for somebody with $1 million to $30 million in investable assets? Same principles, scaled execution. That's what a micro family office is. And every family office, no matter the size, runs on the same seven components. So let's walk through them. The first component is vision. And this is the one that almost everyone skips, which is exactly why everything else feels disorganized. Vision is your foundation. It answers the question, why does this wealth exist and what is it meant to accomplish? Most people start with, where should I invest? But that's like hiring employees before you know what business you're building. Vision always comes first, always. There are a few key pieces to this component. The first is your legacy statement. That's your North Star. It defines the purpose of your wealth, not for this quarter, but for generations. And the second is your investment thesis, the strategic filter that every opportunity has to pass through before you invest a dollar. When you have vision in place, FOMO disappears, analysis paralysis disappears, because every investment decision runs through a filter that you've already built. We cover this in depth in our live workshop. I'm going to share more about that at the end. Component two is structure. And this is about how your portfolio is actually organized, your targets, your allocation, and the policies that govern how you invest. Most people with $1 to $30 million in investable net worth have a collection of investments, but no real architecture behind them. A brokerage account here, a 401k there, maybe a rental property. But there's no intentional design connecting them. No target allocation, no income architecture, no investment policy. In a family office, structure means your portfolio has a foundation, you've set targets for growth, income, capital preservation, and you've designed an income architecture. This is how your portfolio actually pays you, and you've also defined investment policies, written rules for how the portfolio operates. What you'll invest in, what you won't, and under what conditions. This is what takes you from a pile of investments to a portfolio with purpose. Every dollar has a job, growth, income, or preservation, and the policies keep you disciplined when emotions try to take over. Component three, protection. This is your legal and tax defense layer. And I want to separate two things here. Most people think of protection as insurance and maybe an estate plan. That's definitely part of it. But there's a whole other side, entity structure and tax optimization. A family office uses what I call the two company architecture. One entity holds and protects your assets. Think of it as the vault. The other handles active operations, the engine. This separation is what unlocks asset protection and a whole layer of tax strategies. One of those layers is what I call the deduction stack, a set of tax strategies that compound over time. When you have the right entity structure in place and the right tax strategies guiding you, the savings are significant. When I hired my current certified tax planner, I paid them $10,000 and they saved me $25,000 that year alone. Protection also includes estate planning foundations and asset protection strategies. The goal is to build a legal and tax shield around your wealth, not to react to problems after they happen. Component number four is process. This is where your micro family office starts to operate like an actual business. Think about it this way. If you ran a company with no standard operating procedures, no financial reviews, no operating rhythm, no documented way of doing anything, how long would that company last? Not long. But that's exactly how most people manage their wealth, ad hoc and reactive. Process means that you have a bookkeeping rhythm. You have a tax planning calendar, not a scramble in April. You also have cash management systems, and you have an investment review cadence. Everything runs on a predictable cycle. You can't run a business without operating procedures. And a micro family office is a wealth business. Component five is data. And this one is straightforward but critical. You can't run a business that you can't see. How many accounts do you have right now? What's your actual net worth? Not a rough estimate, the real number. What's your portfolio's after-tax returns? Are you on track for your income goals this year? What does your tax projection look like? If you can't answer those questions, you have a data problem. Data means a consolidated view of every account, every deadline, every entity, and every investment in one place. Net worth tracking, portfolio performance, income and expense monitoring, tax projections, goal progress. This is your dashboard, and every family office CEO needs one. Component six is advisory partners. And this is where the micro family office model gets interesting. A traditional family office has a full-time staff, a chief investment officer, a CFO, attorneys on retainer. That costs millions. A micro family office uses fractional experts instead. Certified tax planner, CPA, bookkeeper, an estate attorney, maybe an insurance specialist. You assemble the right team for your stage and they work together, coordinated under your strategy. In a traditional model, your advisor tells you what to do. You're the client. In a micro family office, you're the CEO. Your advisors are specialists who execute within your strategy. You set the vision. You make the key decisions. They bring the expertise. That is a completely different relationship. And the seventh component is governance. This is the one that separates families who build wealth for one generation from the families who build it for every generation that follows. Governance is your decision-making framework. Who has the authority over what? How do major financial decisions get made? It includes decision rights, clear rules for who decides what. It includes family meeting cadence. Yes, regular meeting about the family's wealth. And it includes succession planning. How does this micro family office continue when you're no longer running it? This is where a micro family office becomes more than just wealth management. It becomes a generational business, and that's the whole point. So let's bring it all together. The seven micro family office components. One is vision. Define your purpose before you invest another dollar. Two is structure. Design your portfolio with targets, income architecture, and policies. Three, protection. Build your legal and tax defense. Four, process. Create operating procedures so the business runs on a rhythm. Five is data. Build visibility so you can actually manage what you have. Six, advisory partners. Assemble a fractional team that executes within your strategy. And seven, governance. build the framework that makes this last beyond you. These are the same seven components that run a $500 million family office. And they're the same ones that will run your micro family office. Now, you don't build all seven at once. You start with component number one, vision. That's the architect phase. And that's exactly what we build together in our free live workshop. In 2 hours, you'll draft your legacy statement, set your asset category goals, and build a buy box, a 30-second decision filter for any investment opportunity that crosses your desk. You'll leave with the foundation of your investment thesis tailored to your goals. If you have $1 million to $30 million in investable assets and want to start running your wealth like a business, I'd love to have you at our next workshop. At the time of recording this, we've had over 2,000 people attend this workshop. If you want to attend, head over to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video to register. Our next workshop is likely in a few days. After you register, check out this video on the evergreen portfolio structure we go deep into in the workshop. Let's keep building.